Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the St. Andrews Adult Forum. We're going to be continuing our stewardship study this morning. We're going to be talking about what's in our virtual stewardship backpack this morning. But first, Pastor, would you open with a prayer for us, please?
Gracious God, we give you thanks for bringing us here this morning to study about our gifts and what they mean for your world. We ask that you help us to search our hearts and our minds and grant us an openness as we do that, to help us remember that each of us does have gifts and that they can all be used to your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What's in your virtual backpack? We've been talking about stewardship this year, about a virtual backpack of the essentials that we need to pack for discipleship. Oh, that's a projector. What backpack? I don't hike. Well, we do hike on our spiritual and discipleship journey. First of all, I do want to point out that this is a team effort. We have a stewardship team. Names are up there, and this includes Scott Lester, who is our interim chair, Pastor Laura, Darcy Johnson, Juliet Engen is our council liaison, Jill Nichols Hicks, and I am the staff rep. And I should have made some blanks because there's room for you to just sign up and we'd love to have you join us. Well, I just gave away, back up to what's in your spiritual backpack. We've had two things. This is the third month and I just gave the answers away over there. Anybody remember just what flashed there on the screen? Anybody? Say it. I'm not going to put them back up. What was January? What was February? And what's this one? That's this one. Do you want a payday or do you want the junior mints? Come on and get them. This is a participatory thing and you get paid off today for participating. Junior mints. If you participate at home, I'll save you the candy bar until the next time you get in here. There we are. January was vision. We need vision. We need to see where we're going. We need to have an idea of what we're about. And prayer, yes, that is a major factor in our discipleship journey. And this month, it was spiritual blessings. And I'm going to read a Bible passage about spiritual blessings. Bible passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God with the activities of all them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Okay, translate. Spiritual gifts, what are they? And more importantly, how do we recognize them? Anybody out there know what our spiritual gifts are? Got a clue? Anybody in the chat? I got paydays and junior mints. Take a stab. I did right. Not all by any means. Well, for those of you in the audience online, there are sheets of paper on the tables that you would get to see online eventually when we get them put up, because I didn't get them to Susan in time. So just think about what you would like to do. What comes easy for you? What career choices did you make? What hobbies do you have? What do you enjoy doing? That reflects your spiritual gifts. I haven't figured out what channel surfing, what that spiritual gift means, but. Okay, samples of spiritual gifts. What about, anybody want to read these over my shoulder for me? Singers?
Cheryl. Musicians, teachers, and.
Okay, fill in the and. Cheryl, you're a perfect one. And Cheryl's gift for working with the congregations for the homeless. She's an amazing person. She's done amazing things. And keeps this going here.
I just organize everybody else's own work.
She just said for those at home that she organizes it. That's a perfect one. Leadership is an important one to know about. Okay, I want you all to list, you can turn one of those papers over and do it on the side at home, list three of your spiritual gifts. If you're not sure what your spiritual gifts are, think about things that make you smile, that you enjoy doing. Okay, let's share. Well, thank you, everybody. When you were done, I owe you one candy bar. Sharing your spiritual gifts. Well, and I wanted to back up and say we all do have special talents. We have different talents. Some are teachers, like Cheryl said. Some are healers. Some are listeners. We've covered a lot of those already. Some spiritual blessings may not be apparent at first glance, but smiles, a willingness to pray for others, and willingness to do cleanup, painting, and gardening are gifts that help our church, family, our community, and our world. Spiritual blessings are given to us to be shared and are an essential part of a good steward's life. You don't need to be an expert. The Spirit just wants us to be willing to help and to serve. God's many blessings include the spiritual gifts that make each of us unique. Our talents, buried or hidden, don't increase. Remember, there's a Bible verse about that, or Bible story. Now, the hard part. Before you here at home, I mean here in the church, you have a sheet of paper, or it's a couple of sheets of paper. I want you to circle three things that you'd like to do that you haven't done or haven't done in a while. This is a list of ways that you can serve here at St. Andrews. And for those of you at home, like I said, this will be on the website in the next day or so. And once you circle them and send them to email them to me, get them to me, I will save a candy bar for you. Not only can you share your talents here at St. Andrews, but I'd also like to point out that many of the organizations that we support financially often need volunteers, at least in the pre-COVID days they did, and they probably are starting to gear up again. So what was your favorite charity that you could support? Eastside Baby Corner, HopeLink? Give them a call, see if they're ready for help again. God's many blessings, like I said earlier, include the spiritual gifts that make each of us unique. Does this inspire any thoughts from anybody out there? Now's the time to share. And by the way, you know, people say, well, the committees don't need me. The church doesn't need me. They were well run. Au contraire, almost all of our committees need more people. We need fresh blood. We need fresh ideas. Doug, who's director of youth and family ministries, he can use a lot of help for youth activities. And you don't have to sign up to go on necessarily on a mission trip, but sign up to help on an outing or sign up to help with an online gathering for him. for here at church. We actually need somebody who can use a camera, camera videographer to help Susan, because she needs to be in six spots at the same time, and that's not quite possible. So, anybody have any questions, comments? Jean, go ahead and unmute.
Ta-da. Okay. I would want to just echo that, what Sherry has said. You know, and if you look at other people in our congregation and you say, I can't serve like them, I love the word unique that you've used, Sherry, because everybody will do it in their own unique way. It won't look like somebody else doing the same thing. You'll do it differently. And there is such a wide variety of things that can be done. I think the other thing is, someone mentioned about a gift of joy, that I think for me, when my faith didn't seem to have a whole lot of joy in it, that's when I started actually serving and doing something, that then there was the feeling of joy of seeing the results of faith in action. I've always liked to say, if you want more joy in your faith, start serving, start doing something that you can, you know, so that you feel like you're participating in something. Then if you feel like you don't belong, start serving and doing something. You will have a sense of belonging that is beyond, I think, any words that can be said. I'm sort of, as you know, pretty left brain, and I don't lead much by feelings, but my feelings of joy have intensified over the years as, I've gotten involved to serve. It multiplies it far beyond. It's not an equal thing. It goes far. It transcends it. It's far beyond what I can ask or think. God is able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think. So Paul said. Those are the two things I wanted to say about the uniqueness. Everybody does it differently. You don't have to compare with anybody else. And then the sense about, hey, if you want more joy, there's an experience of doing it. And that's where a lot of my joy comes from. I'm an activist. I like to participate in that way. And you do it uniquely.
Great. Thank you, Jean. Thank you for your input. Again, good morning. Please consider volunteering in a way that you haven't tried before. It'll be fun. I guarantee that. If not, I'll give you an extra candy bar afterwards when you come and tell me I hated that. I would like to close with a short prayer. Dear Lord, please help me realize I am indeed blessed with a multitude of talents and gifts, even if I have trouble singing at the high notes. Make me a good steward of your blessings, and show me where I can share them with others. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you for participating. And if you filled out your paper, bring me your paper and you take your pick of the candy bar. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day, everyone.